It's anti-aging, helps your heart, your stress, all your happy hormones. And so when we got an infrared sauna, you literally feel after this time, right? After like 30, 40 minutes, you feel that like you just went on vacation, had a great meal, had great sex, and you just walked out of the sauna. And so I started really looking into the science of all this. It's because of this surge of neurotransmitters, it's opening up our conversation to a whole nother level. Our creativity and our body is healing at the same time.
Welcome to the New Age Human Podcast, where we have inspiring conversations with spiritual entrepreneurs in the areas of mindfulness, longevity, and innovative technology. I'm your host, John Astacio, and I'm on a mission to help humanity discover our human potential so we can together create positive change. Remember, the journey starts within. Please like and subscribe wherever you're listening or watching. And with that said, let's get to the show.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So what's our furry friend's name, Cookie?
Yeah, Cookie. Cookie wants to be here too, apparently. So
Cookie's been following us around during the, so before we started the show, I got a nice tour with Peter, and Cookie's just like in every room in the sauna, just hanging out, you know?
Cookie loves the sauna. She loves all these technologies. And you know, with the dog, there's no placebo.
No, yeah, so. Right? That's funny. Is there anything that you have specifically for pets that you've had Cookie try out?
Yeah, the infrared sauna is great for dogs. Huh. They can stay in there up to 15 minutes. She'll come in and out of the sauna.
We have several guests who bring their pets here.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yep. And the other one we use traditionally for pets is Beamer. Which is a blood flow treatment. Again, animals have a lot of joint issues and stuff like that, and it's all about blood flow. So, yeah.
Okay. Animals tend to love the Beamer. Mm-hmm. So, and the biocharger. She's in the biocharger room with us. She likes that.
Yeah, we have a lot of cool technologies that you saw.
That's awesome. So you have some tools here. If anybody's listening only, we're in a room where it's like their community room, and they have a gong here that has the seed of life. Is that what's it's in the middle?
Flower of life.
The flower of life. Yeah. In the middle of the gong. You have different crystal wands. You have like two huge salt lamps.
Yeah. So this whole room, right. Even the wands here, they're selenite, right? So selenite stone, we actually crushed that stone and made a fine powder and infused it in the paint.
Oh my.
In the facility. So the whole place is resonating with an energetic selling it, that helps to clear energies.
You guys look really awesome. I love the tattoos. I love the style. I love the energy of you guys.
And you have the best name ever.
Yeah.
Besides from Peter.
Why?
That's my brother's name.
Okay, Jonathan.
And it's
very unique,
like,
right?
We have a name theory. Actually, I say we, but it's Peter has a name theory.
What's this theory?
So I developed it, I can't tell you how long ago. There's nothing scientific about it, but it's 80% accurate. All right. And I typically use two names as examples, and this is my experience. I don't mean any issues to anybody, right? So,
No disrespect. So
if you think of guy's name Mike that you've known throughout your life, most guys named Mike, from my experience, stand up, salt of the earth guys, right? Just true to their word, like always dependable. Guys named Chris, I've known. I've liked Chris's. I can get along with Chris's. They're good people. But when it comes to push to shove, there's a little something twisty about Chris's sometimes, a little shady. I can't fully trust a Chris. And there's always exceptions, right?
Christopher could be different.
Yeah. Mm. There's always exceptions,
Christopher,
right?
Christopher Columbus, I don't know. There's some shady history there.
Yeah, there's some shady history, right? But it's an 80% true rule. So, again, I don't judge anybody initially. I can meet a Chris and, hey, how are you? But 80% of the time, they're going to turn out to be a little shady.
Tanya, kind of, well, we don't have to go into
every name,
but every
Karen's are Karen's. I'm sorry,
so you know, but not our Karen. We have Karen who works here, and she's awesome,
spelled differently,
definitely
with a C,
I think a Y at the end, right? Really?
No,
no,
okay, no,
it's the correct spelling, I guess.
Yeah, anyway, it's a name theory. So, going back to your name, my brother's Jonathan, very nice guy. Actually, you look similar, he's also, you know. Smooth on top and bearded with glasses.
Okay, that's freaky. Okay.
Yeah, but also like very charismatic, very articulate, knows how to work a room, read a room, but like from a very loving, nurturing place, but like get stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. you remind me actually a lot of him.
Really?
Yeah. Just like a techie problem solving mind.
It's the glasses. That's where the tech comes from.
No.
Without the glasses, I can't do anything because I can't see anything. But it's like almost, yeah, I actually, dang, I don't want to go into a tangent, but I want to go back to you guys with what's made you start building this facility. I know that you guys have your backgrounds, so I'm curious, and I'm sure the audience wants to know, like, what made you want to create a space of healing?
So for me, well, long story short, our pain, right? We were in a lot of pain. So Peter's a career firefighter. He hurt his, where am I supposed to look, actually? Am I supposed to look at you or?
Whatever.
Okay. So Peter hurt his back on a fire call. Uh-huh. I was an extreme athlete, right? I was a Hall of Fame weightlifter. I was one of the top 10 strongest women in the world. Mm. Sounds really cool. That was my first practice with channeling. Huh. That's how I got there. But the pain just debilitated my body. Then after I was done with my career with weightlifting, I decided to get implants, both breast and butt implants. Got really sick with implant illness. Was unaware that that was what was happening.
Right.
And yeah. We got an infrared sauna for our house and like our life started changing. But how we even had the thought of getting an infrared sauna or going down this holistic route, really, I think it was from me in that capacity of I was always into holistic healing. You know, I had this time in my life where I pulled myself out of it and I went really 3D, right? I went 3D with the weightlifting, 3D with supplementation.
Well, you said you did channeling, which helped you.
Yeah.
So you were doing a mixture of 3D and 4Ds plus?
I was, yeah. Because when I was, and it all started, I mean, when I was a kid, I was very connected to spirit. But then when I was young, like even before my teens, I was experiencing a lot of depression. And actually, I was very connected to spirit, but there were some really real things that were happening in 3D. And I actually got admitted into a psych ward, but instead of putting me in a children's ward, they put me in an adult's ward.
How old were you?
I was 11.
Oh my God.
Because they said that I was mature. And during this time, I mean, I saw people like literally lose their mind from LSD trips. At the same time, there wasn't the same laws. So there were pedophiles there. There were homeless people there. There was all these array of people. Like I could go into that. That's a different story for another day. But when I was there, people kept on coming to me to want help with their healing. Long story short, I realized like I need to help heal myself. So this is what's really ignited my healing journey. And so fast forward a couple of years, I get a job at the first health food store in Stanford. And during that time, I became vegan. I start researching health and wellness. You know, I had eating disorders, so I was working with all these nutrients and all these things to just try to heal myself because I didn't want to go back there. That's when I got introduced into yoga. That's when I got introduced into meditation and like this whole and also into quantum science and this whole array of like, I need to find a better way to help heal myself. And then that's when my healing journey started. So I kind of I tried to take a break from it in some aspects during those weightlifting years. But when we got back together and he in real time, in real 3D, hurt his back, I'm like, what could we do? There has to be another way. And I also thought back to when I was 14, I did some missionary work. And the first time I ever tried a sauna was when I was in Russia. And yeah, that was a very interesting experience. Went back a couple of times. But I knew that there was some merit to it. So when we came into an infrared, I said, oh my God, I always wanted a sauna for my house. And then finding out the technology of the infrared was so profound. It's 7 times more detoxifying than a traditional sauna. It's you're burning up to 600 calories in 30 minutes.
Which is insane.
Yeah. It's anti-aging, helps your heart, your stress, all your happy hormones. And so when we got an infrared sauna, you literally feel after this time, right? After like 30, 40 minutes, you feel that like you just went on vacation, had a great meal, had great sex, and you just walked out of the sauna. And so I started really looking into the science of all this.
That's very intense experience right there.
Yeah. And our marriage, like, it started really changing. Like, all of a sudden, we were decent communicators. We knew that we always wanted it to work, right? And we were committed and romantics at heart. But then all of a sudden, we're in the box, this holy box. And it's because of this surge of neurotransmitters, it's opening up our conversation to a whole nother level. Our creativity and our body is healing at the same time. So we literally prayed upon it. I don't know if you want to talk from this part.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everything she's saying is true. You know, once you start using it in Fritzana, every time you use it, it feels better, right? It's like a Caribbean beach, right? Every time you're on it, like, oh my God, why don't I live here? Every time, if you go to Fritzana every day, you have the same experience. So, you know, we had this experience and I prayed upon it. I said, God, how do you tell people all these benefits of what we're experiencing? And I had a dream that night for this facility and we didn't have the money for it, but we had a dream for it and a vision that God implanted. And again, long story short, God gave us funds through a small inheritance. We were able to open the doors. We opened up 6.5 years ago with 6 infrared saunas and 3 showers, and that was it.
That's awesome.
And over the last 6.5 years, we've grown to the point where we are now, where there's 12 different wellness services. There's a body contouring division. We take small groups to Ecuador to do plant medicines. We have this communal space here that we do wellness classes in. So it's really
and the stem cell clinic in Mexico too.
In Mexico, so yeah, we've developed into this entire healing center, right? Educational center that people can come and learn about different technologies that can help them naturally.
Yeah. And after the tour, I'm like blown away because it was room after room after room of this does that, does this, does that. And I'm like, wow, they actually put a lot of time and energy and thought into the experience. And I'm used to, not that I have gone to a lot of healing centers, but my experience of even just going to like a simple like rehabilitation for like hospital or whatever is usually just a dull room that's all white or off-white colors, and you're just kind of like by yourself and you're just waiting for the physician or the doctor to come in, and you know, you'll be lucky if it smells nice.
Yeah.
Or when you go into these different rooms, you're transported to a different place. Mm-hmm. The lights are different, the smell is different, the sound is different, and then you open a door and it's like I said, it was like the Matrix where you're going down the hall, you open one door, you're in this office building, and then you open another one and you're like in the Sahara Desert. Like, that's kind of like what it felt like. It was weird.
Oh, I love that. I love how you explained it like that. And there is, and thank you for seeing the heart and the love and the attention that we've put into everything. You know, Peter, as a career firefighter, me as a 20-year school teacher, and just having a love of people, we both have this background in trauma and in trauma training. Mm. And as an athlete, I noticed there was, and as a school teacher, it was the same thing that I saw replicated through every sect of life. That we feel in this Western culture, what we've bought into is this idea that in order for healing to happen or any work to get done, everything needs to be just clinical. Everything needs to have no beauty to it, no, just carbon copy. And this is not the way that we work. You know, when we talk about like hyper wellness or going into some of these clinical settings or the institution of school, which is a story for a different day.
Coming from a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. It's saying that, like, in order for anybody to adequately heal or learn, they need to be in a receptive state. And in order for that to happen, people need to feel safe. So first of all, safety is important, making people feel safe and included and comforted. But then also having a space that allows physically, right, the sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system to come down and calm down and relax. is really crucial to learning, whether you're learning a new language or you are learning a new way, your cells are learning a new way to operate. Mm. So with the space that we've created, it's a full sensory experience. I actually don't believe in sensory deprivation. I don't actually believe that there's any such thing of it. Because even when you close your eyes, you still have your whole synthesis come up.
Yeah.
So we can try to clear out and tune out, but the real way of healing is to have this new synthesis of a full sensory experience.
Yeah.
With the light therapy, sound therapy, the aromatherapy.
I was actually, what, you were going
to
say something?
Yeah, just to catch on the experience aspect, right? I mean, the program right out there is very boring, right? I mean, talking about the doctor's office, the same doctor's office you're explaining, I went to as a kid, right? So nothing has changed, right? And I'm sitting there 40 minutes miserable in the waiting room to go in the doctor's office and wait another 20 minutes.
And you're not exaggerating. No. My wife just came from a very similar experience. She was by herself for like 20 minutes and like in silence, that's forever.
This is the experience, right, that is given to us, right? So in everything, right, we should raise the bar, not only for ourselves, right, but we should raise the bar in everything we do, and our standards should raise, right? And take it from Tony Robbins, right? Like, raise your standards, right? When you raise your standards, everything must come up to get to that point, right? So could you go to an infrared sauna at you know, Joe's Sauna Shack down the street? Maybe. If it has, you know, great. Go to it, right? Just for the health benefits of it. But if there's a choice between that and something that's nicer, that's something that's elevated, right, that experience that you're valued, right? Because that's the key. You being valued is the key, right? Every person through here is our guest. They're not a customer, right? That experience that you have is so vital to me as an owner, right? It works right back to the wellness aspect.
That reminded me, you were like, you want some water? Do you want some tea? And my wife's like, tea. and then you said, oh, just get a teacup. And I'm looking at the cups. I'm like, okay, those look really nice. Is that decoration? Am I just going to drink out of a decoration by accident and they have something in the back? You know, like, you're used to like the decoration is really nice. And then what you use is the plastic thing that's like monotone.
China.
Right, right.
The secret China. Why does anyone have China? Right? Right. I don't understand it. Right? It sat in a cabinet. I looked at my grandmother's China my whole life. It's like, use it, right?
Yeah.
But going back to that point, I went off on a little bit of a tangent. But going back to that point, it's like, even for recovery, right? We're used to like these paradigms such as like work harder, work faster, or self-care is selfish, right? You're not a good mom if you take time for yourself and do all this. But if you're in an environment that can allow your nervous system to calm down, and then you're receiving all the benefits from these technologies that have over 20 years of international research on them, most of our technologies, right? From a variety of jurisdictions, of doctors, right? Then all of a sudden, I can reprogram my body. I can reprogram my life. I can upgrade my mind so much faster. So all these devices that we have here, the 12, it could seem like overwhelming, but it's really just a healing playground over there.
Yeah.
All the services, they won't hurt you. They're designed to be stackable, which means you can do one and then another for added benefit. You're going to get this surge of dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins. So you just feel good. You live your best. You have more clarity. So the whole paradigm is that's when the body and the mind and emotional states can really heal and recover. I like to say that in our society, we're used to operating like a machine gun. We're just all the time spray with and everything. And we don't even know where we are. We don't know what we're saying, what we're doing, what we're eating. It's such on rapid speed. And we're supposed to feel this like glory about operating like that too. It's really screwed up. But then I thought of this one day while in the sauna. I would rather operate like a slingshot. You know, this is aligned action, right? I'm pulling back. I'm focused to spring forward. So coming to Hope Healing Oasis or HHO is like that slingshot. You're saying for a moment in time, stop. Let me just go there for 20 minutes. Or 60, or even a couple of hours, and just pull back in this moment. And then when you go back into your regular life, how much more effective, efficient, happy, aligned are you going to be? So I've, and even Einstein did this. Yeah. So like when Einstein was, you know, creating the atomic bomb, he had, he came into sticking points where he just couldn't break through mentally. Just like we have those sticking points mm-hmm. in our everyday lives with our kids, work, etc. All of a sudden, he moved away and played the violin, something totally different. And so that's what we are. We're the violin. All I like to say, all these services here, like you're the perfect instrument, and all these services here are just hitting on different notes in the body.
Yeah.
Right? So it's all working together so you can be that awesome slingshot that you're meant to be.
Become an instrument.
Yeah.
I like how you tied that together. I'm like, oh, shoot, she just totally connected the instrument.
A machine gun, an instrument. Like,
yeah. You got a lot of weapons.
We're from destruction to beauty, right? And so,
I really like how you simplified it, right? Because, yes, there's you can go forever and do the research and this thing and that thing. And it doesn't work until there's an overall theme to it with an end goal. And here I like the idea of, like, it's an escape. Right. You could go to Ecuador and hang out or just go downtown and find this healing oasis. Mm-hmm. Like, again, like that oasis. And that's a good name because in the middle of a city, mm-hmm. right, could be like a desert of stress and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And then you have your oasis, which is huge because people from all walks of life can relate to having it. Especially in the Western society, just that go, 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 busy, busy, busy. Especially if you're coming from the East Coast, right? New York area, it's just go, go, go. Mm-hmm. And then the need to find a way to just escape and whatnot. I know you were going
to
say something.
Yeah, no, I mean, to kind of pair off both of you, right? It's the machine gun, right? You're blasting away constantly until you're out of ammo, right? And then you're spent, right? And then what good are you? Right? You need to refuel, right? You need to take time for yourself, again, so you can propel forward on every aspect. And, you know, this place, again, is a staycation, right? It's a healthy staycation, right? Instead of, you know, going and having drinks, right? This is the new happy hour, right? Yeah. Come here and decompress from the day, right? In a totally different, healthy, detoxing, relaxing way. You know, 99% of all disease starts at a stress level, right? Once you take away the stress, right? Now the body can start to just do what it does, right? This is the miracle, right? This is the perfect instrument, right? It was created by the creator, right? It works in perfect harmony. If I get a paper cut, white blood cells rush over and seal up and a scab and wound and like it never happened in a week, right? So it's perfectly engineered, but we get in the way. We get in the way with the program that's forced to us, right? With the food they ingest, make us eat, right? With the medicines they tell us that we have to take, right? But there's better ways, right? It just takes a little education in that essence. Mm-hmm. And that education has been restricted from us in a sense, right? And not propagated enough in that right way.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not the expert on nutrition, right? Or any of those things, but I know that there's better ways. And I can direct people to those through the center. We work with some great practitioners in that sense, really trusted sources. So again, if somebody needs somebody in that essence, as that wellness center, I can offer a vetted device to you or a vetted person to you.
It's got research behind
exactly.
it. You're working with it. I do want to go into your back. Yeah. I know we grazed past that. And I know someone, several people, back injuries. I know someone, firefighter, had back issues, had severe back injuries. And I want to speak to that person.
Yeah.
What happened? And then I'm pretty sure, I think I overheard you earlier talking about how, like, there's some work that you did here that helped out.
Sure. Again, this was one of the starting points of the business was about 9 years ago now. I had a back injury on the fire department. And during my rehab, I learned about infrared saunas and one of their benefits. You know, there's 30 different proven medical benefits, but inflammation, right? A decrease in inflammation is a huge proponent of the infrared rays. So, you know, looking at it with Jessica, we got one for the house. And literally, using the infrared sauna, your back right up against that panel, right? It's just putting that infrared light that bring down the inflammation. That alone is going to help your back, right? Mm-hmm. Or any back issue or any tension.
Is it the inflammation because it's going down? It's kind of like the body doesn't have to worry about that part and it can focus that energy on fixing itself?
If you think of all discomfort in the body, right? From a back problem, right, to a migraine headache, right? Mm-hmm. It's inflammation. Inflammation is caused by stagnant blood flow. Blood's not moving, right? It's pooling up, it's building, it's swelling, right? Causing inflammation. And this happens at different levels, right? I mean, I talk about blood flow with the average person, they think of veins and arteries, right? That's what we're taught. Makes about 24% of the general blood volume in your body travels through those conduits. The majority of blood happens at a microcapillary level, right? They're the little tiny streams in the body, right? They're the size of human hairs. There's 70,000 miles of these capillaries in our body. They run over every organ, every muscle fiber in your body has these in them. So that's the majority, right? 76% of blood and volume is going through those capillaries. So Beamer, again, going back to modalities that help things, right? The infrared sauna is reduce inflammation, right? Again, reducing the inflammation that are allowing more blood to happen. Beamer is a technology that works specifically to increase blood flow at the microcapillary level, the tiny blood vessels. And this is something that no other technology does. No medication can do it. The best hospital in the world can't do it. That technology specifically uses frequency to stimulate what's called an autonomous response, okay. Right? The capillaries aren't pumped by your heart. That's your veins and arteries. Those vessels are pumped by your autonomous nervous system. So it's electrical. So now Beamer is using a frequency to stimulate that response in your body. And now if I put a modality like a B strap right around your back and focus frequencies right there, I'm stimulating that firing of those microcapillaries, which almost acts like a magnet. It's pulling more blood in, right? And as it's pulling more fresh blood in, it's bringing more oxygen. It's bringing more nutrients to the cells that are stagnant that need to heal. And as that new fresh blood comes in, it's pushing out stagnant metabolic waste that builds up and prevents healing. So now it's a process, right? That the body, everything in the body is a process. Some things work faster, some things work slower. Everyone's different. But there's nothing that I've ever come across, any condition that I haven't been able to positively affect using Beamer therapy.
Wow.
Right? Because again, it's the body. It's not doing anything special. It's just making this special, like making this act faster. So that's great for back issues. Microlight is a cold laser that works with CBD oil to bring down inflammation again inside the body painlessly. So there's a lot of great technologies for back issues. A lot of great technology for a lot of different things that work for, I mean, seasonal allergies, right? The Norse is great for, people with allergies. Norse is really? Technology that's proprietary to us. We patented our technology. It's basically a sauna booth you sit in. You're receiving four treatments simultaneously. N is for negative ions, which are all the happy chemicals at the beach and waterfalls. Oxygen is, right now we're breathing 21% oxygen. Inside Norse, you're breathing 95% medical grade HEPA oxygen. R is for red light, which is great for everything. Cellular health, retinal health, everything is affected positively from red light therapy.
Inflammation,
yep.
Back pain.
Yep, yeah. Back pain. And then salt therapy is the S in Norse, and that's great for all bronchial issues, anything asthma, COPD, and also anything on the top of the skin, eczema, psoriasis, are all salt therapy. So four treatments, 20 minutes with yourself, with your partner. And again, you feel supercharged and reborn when you get out of there.
So. It's like a wide range of things that it helps with, which is all tied in with inflammation, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh.
Jessica.
Yes.
Fitness. Mm-hmm. You had some trauma physically, fitness-wise. And I have some friends that are in the fitness world, whether a personal trainer or just enthusiast and, been doing some extreme stuff. I'm interested if you want to elaborate on some of the trauma that you went through and then some of the modalities maybe that you went into on your journey that helped it. Because I think that'll be an interesting story.
Yeah, for sure. So, I love this center because we're at the intersection, we were talking about before, of science meets spirituality. In the sense of we have all this tech, right, with over 20 years of research, but it feels like a spiritual atmosphere, although there's nothing suggesting that it's tied to any religion or spirituality or anything. It's just because, you feel calm and nice and relaxed, right? But, okay, kind of go back to your question for a second.
Sure, sure. Your fitness journey and the trauma that you experienced.
I love that I'm a part of the Healing Oasis in this sense, because even though I am a very spiritual person, like I've done some huge things in 3D. Like I don't know if I could swear on this, but like
go ahead.
I'm definitely the kind of person who just gets shit done. Like if I feel compelled or driven by something, I just go for it. I'm like a freight train. Nothing can get in my way. It could be a blessing and a curse at different times. But with that, you know, it was a blessing when I was younger in the sense of having all these different records with weightlifting. And then as I got older, it was different. So in turn, I started really weightlifting when I was like 15 or 16 years old.
That's young.
It's 20 something years. My dad got me into the gym. He was, what is it called? On the Patriots. He was,
yeah, like the NFL, like farm teams, like the coming up in the ranks. Of
okay. Yeah. He was, I forgot what the word was, but he was coming up to go onto the Patriots
drafted,
football team.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He was in the draft.
That's what it was. Okay. Yeah. And so like I was growing up and he was benching 500 pounds. My brother, Jonathan, on, you know, sitting on his chest. I mean, it was pretty hysterical. I had no desire to get into this realm whatsoever. Hmm. I, you know, played sports when I was younger, tennis, did dancing, you know, soccer, that sort of thing.
Just a couple things.
Yeah. Just a couple of things. But it was my brother was like, you know, head of everything.
Hockey, football.
Yeah, still plays hockey, all of this, right? Captain of everything. But so for me, I got into fitness not because I loved fitness. Huh. I got into fitness because I felt lost. Mm. So I was, you know, it was in high school. I was still struggling with depression. You know, I was doing some drugs. I was not like in the good, I'm not in the best way. And I was really failing out of high school. And my dad was like, listen, you said you wanted to come to the gym. Why don't you come to the gym with me? And the first time I went to the gym, it was at a time in history where there were not really any women at the gym. There were a couple. And I just remember working out and just had, I guess that increased oxygen and the endorphins, right? And like afterwards, just feeling really high and like intoxicated by this. And then also seeing the women around me and I'm like, well, they look like confident and fit and strong. And like, I really like this, even though at times I didn't, I was so lazy. Like I was the biggest procrastinator. I was so lazy. And if it was rainy day, like I could talk myself out of going to the gym in a heartbeat. But I tried to figure out ways during that time of talking myself into it. Hmm. Learning on like, how could I change my mind? How could I reframe things? And so I was into this like quantum science realm without really understanding it per se. I guess that was at the same time learning about it. But yeah, in 3D, I was just weightlifting because it kept me away from the bars, right? Mm. It kept me away from like extending myself in this way in college. And I just saw people going down that road and it was not appealing to me at all. So when I started weightlifting, I liked that it gave me this structure and this discipline and this little draft for my life and how I should navigate it. So when I started, does that make sense? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So
it builds discipline for sure.
Yeah. It was like, okay, if I want to get strong, then I need to get enough sleep. And if I need to get enough sleep, then I can't have a lot of caffeine. And I need to watch how caffeine affects me.
Oh yeah.
You know? And then it was like, well, all of that. Oh, my mindset. How does my mindset play into this? And so, oh, what about my nutrition? So this is what like, it gave me a blueprint. And so I started really, that was what I was missing, was a discipline. It's not that I wanted to play sports or be involved in sports. Then at some point, you know, I was a pre-Olympic hammer thrower. I was doing that in college.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I was training with a lot of Olympians, all women. And so that ignited my fire even more. And then post, I just hurt myself so bad with the throwing of the hammer. I think I hurt myself more with that sport than I did with all of the years of weightlifting.
How heavy were these hammers?
The hammer was 8 pounds, but in 3 seconds, the whole premise is you go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. That kind of torque on your body.
Ooh, okay.
You know, I tore both shoulders and I herniated my back, S1, L4, L5. And through one of the practitioners that we partner with at HHO, I've been seeing him for over 20 years. He does somatic and release and fascia work. So he helped, they said that I was never going to be able to squat again. He helped me rehab my body, introduce me to other aspects of my mind, just by default. He was a very spiritual man. And I just got into weightlifting. I had a friend sign me up for a powerlifting competition, broke a New Jersey record. Mm-hmm. Was like, wow, this is a lot of fun. And let me just, you know, have fun while I'm doing it and be really girly. So all of a sudden, this character, Power Princess, I kind of just channeled her. And she wore she had pigtails and had glitter makeup and fun socks and colorful outfits. And it was my way of like calling in my like divine beast energy.
I need to see a photo afterwards.
Yeah, it was like my divine beast energy. So the years of weightlifting, like all of that, all the pounding that I did on my body. I mean, in one day in competition weighing 165, I squatted 540, I benched 330, and I deadlifted 530. It was a 1,400 pound total. That's not including my warm-ups, all of this. So imagine doing this for years over and over and over again. I had almost a world record in the deadlift at the time, which was 600 pounds. And so, yeah, then I started training World's Strongest Men also. I got invited into all these different arenas. Yeah. And so the weightlifting took a big pound on my body. So I never fully healed with the hammer from my shoulders, tore hip flexor back, never fully healed, you know, took that break and went full throttle into the weightlifting. It's so funny too, because my nervous system was shot. My adrenal glands shot. It took years to recover. And then during the time I was taking like ephedra, I got lost in this world of 3D medicine, where at one point I'm on like 12 or 14 pharmaceutical medications. You know, at the end of my career, steroids were really tempting. And it was like, how do I get out of this loop? Because it was fun for a while until it wasn't.
Yeah.
Until my body started just really not responding. And at that point, I started objectively assessing the people around me. And it was everybody who stayed in this realm too long ended up with some kind of long-term disability, period, you know? And I even saw, you know, one of my friends, she was the first woman to ever be the world's strongest woman, waking up out of bed with trekking poles. Like, I didn't want that. So I literally, when I met Peter, he gave me the grace, the clarity, the love and the freedom to assess myself and to also surrender what I was doing. And I literally, it was really hard psychologically to just turn it off because your ego is so involved in it. And I just, yeah, like ran myself to therapy and ran into more of a spiritual practice. And the sauna really helped. It was a precursor to all of that. The sauna, Peter and the sauna helped change my life and helped me leave that kind of world. But I mean, I had, at the end of my career, I had 300 pounds fall on my face. It crushed my face, displaced my jaw, nerve damage.
Was that like a gym fail type of thing?
Yeah, it was not properly spotting my
bench press, probably.
Yeah, definitely. Oh. Bench press partner not properly spotting.
I can't handle.
Which is why he's an ex-boyfriend. But no, that's not me. Anyway, I just said it. Throw that out there. No, that's not why. But that is why. You know, all of it. But
one of the many, many reasons.
One of the many reasons.
For anybody who's interested, Jessica Power Princess Schofield compilation on YouTube is a great video. That's like 5 minutes long. And it shows a ton of her highlights. Again, it was amazing the career she had and the, you know, Hall of Fame induction of that.
Yeah.
As an athlete and as a person, she was so dedicated, again, to anything she does. It's literally full on fire.
Well, I mean, you seem like a muscular dude too. Do you guys like ever compete in the gym sometimes? Like-
well, that was the problem. See, when I started dating her, right? She asked me out. I didn't want to date her, right? But I was scared to say no because she was no. I'm only kidding. No, I actually pursued her for about 2 years. But you know,
dedication.
You know, working out together, I said, listen, I can't keep this up. I got to figure out how to get her. I got to program her mind a different way to come down. No.
No, you know what? I was never really, I mean, I had a streak of competitiveness.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. So finishing that point, I had this streak of competitiveness. Actually, I didn't realize how competitive I was until I got implants. breast implants and butt implants. And something about the implants, I don't know if it's all the toxins, because they're filled with over, 38 carcinogenic materials.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And they start seeping the moment they hit your body. Okay. So imagine what it does for your mind too. I mean, I got 4 strands of parasites, leaky gut, autoimmune issues, 12 full-blown food allergens. Like it wrecked my body. This place saved my life, long story short. But that competitiveness, I started noticing with the implants. But in terms of in general being competitive, no, on this spiritual journey, no, it's not about being competitive. It's about being cooperative. Yeah. And so we don't compete. We're more like ping pong.
We're iron sharpens iron. Right? Definitely. We're just here to help one another.
I'm enjoying the word just left me, but just how the relationship that you have with each other, the dynamic, there you go. That's the word of that you guys, what you guys have. And I think it was either you, Jessica, or you, Peter, you're just saying like, this is my role. I stick with it. And then I support in my role. Mm-hmm. Right. Could you go into that? Because who knows, let's say someone's listening and it's like a potential power couple like you guys. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I want to do something similar. Might not be a healing center. Could mm-hmm. be
anything.
Yeah. Anything, right?
Yeah.
I'm curious like how you guys make that work. Because mm-hmm. sometimes, I mean, during COVID, like marriages ended because they just couldn't stand each other. Yeah. How do you guys make that happen?
Yeah. You know, I mean, first and foremost, it's our connection to God. You know, I mean, that has all the power and all control. And through that, right, it's our purpose through him of what that is. And, you know, going back to the competitive nature, right, there's no competition. I'm here to support her, right? She's here to support me. And that doesn't mean to just agree with somebody, right? That's not support. I'm not a yes man to her, vice versa, right? Then we never grow,
right?
Mm-hmm. I have to be that sounding board of reason, right? And logic and vice versa. So we're always here to just, and that's the advice to anybody, right? It's just to be that good friend, but a good friend is going to tell you the truth. And to that point, here's a story. So in the business sense, right, we're doing a lot with the business. We're franchising the business this year. And with that, there's a lot of marketing materials that have to come to be. So we developed this about 2-minute teaser, you know, highlighting the business and the structure and then the opportunity. And you know, I was pseudo proud with it. And I sent it out to about 10 people and got their opinions. And 8 of them said, oh, great, looks awesome. And 2 of them were very critical, but not meanly, right? They were just like, hey, this should be in here. This should be in here. You guys do this, blah, blah, blah. You're missing this.
Wow.
And they were 100% right. Right. And it creates an entirely new workload for me, right? Because I spent a long time creating that and it's all scrap. Right. It doesn't matter because their goal is to make it the best. Right.
Mixed feelings.
Yeah. But they were 100% right on it. Right. And I can't, and I wanted their opinion. And through that true friendship advice, right. And not being the yes man, you know, they're my respect for that person deepened. Mm. Right. Because our friendship deepened. Right. It wasn't just like, oh, looks good. Like, I know they took time. I know, I mean, that just by the critique they wrote me, one person gave a video testimony back saying, hey, this was. So again, that's the formulation we want, is to always be there for one another, for each, everybody. So that's the advice I have for that.
And so I want you to repeat the question so I don't go off. Sure. Again.
How do you guys make it work as a couple running the show?
I, you know, what it is, first of all, as I agree with Peter 100% in the sense of like having God at the center, right? Because so many times when people get into relationships, they just think, okay, me and you, and I have parts of me that are broken. My little girl has brokenness, and so does your little boy. And like, we just want to be in a sandbox playing. Like, that's all anybody wants, is just to play together in the sandbox, really, truly at the core of it. But if we think that our partner is going to come in and rescue us, like this has been the narrative, especially for women, it's problematic, or having unrealistic expectations of each other, right? And then putting all the onus, well, you said this was going to work, so how come this didn't work? Like, this is really bad news, right? So I really believe that in order for any relationship, especially a marriage or long-term relationship, to be successful, it has to be that triangle, and it has to be God at the center, because we're only human. We're going to let each other down, mm-hmm. right? We're going to not know all the answers. We're going to screw up sometimes. And it's about calling on together something greater than you to intervene in our lives, to intervene personally and in our marriage and being with somebody who makes me want to be better. I mean, so many people get married and they think, okay, well, you know, oh, the first year of marriage, you're going to gain a lot of weight and all this sort of thing, right? And this is a farce because I'm with a partner who makes me want to become the best version of myself. Not to beat myself up, not to, right? Just to find more balance, to love myself more. So I need to do that work. And how is Jessica going to rescue herself? And how is she going to share those findings with her husband? And how, what could she see in him? What can I see in Peter that's going to call him higher so he can reach his full potential? Because if he's reaching his full potential, I'm going to get closer to reaching mine. And what can we cultivate together?
Can you give an example of seeing the best in each other and how that you would communicate with that?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people would be wondering.
So I remember just when we were seeing, so in terms of seeing the best in each other. So when I was first dating Peter, when we were first dating, I saw that he had like good ideas, but he was really quiet. He wasn't communicating them as much. He wasn't this, not nearly as articulate, but I, and I, like, again, I see that he was a creative mastermind, but how do I help call this out? How do I extract this out? So instead of finding as a wife or a partner thinking about like, oh, what did he do wrong? What did you do wrong? Changing my view lens, right? This is what was working on myself first. This is why self, relationship with self and relationship with God is first. Because when then I started doing this for myself, I was able to do it with him in the sense of going, oh my gosh, that was such a good idea, right? Just giving him praise. So there's different love languages that we've all heard about and talked about, right? So I think we're all a culmination of all of them. So when he was doing something good or could do something more, right? Calling him higher, encouraging him a little bit, doing this even in front of other people, right? This encouragement, whereas sometimes you see people that they've been married for such a long time and might like put each other, somebody down in front of another person.
All the time.
Like, this is bad news. This is not the way that it's supposed to go, right? So seeing those little things and being able to speak into them. So it's about first centering myself, clearing my mind, my heart, getting myself into alignment, asking God, higher source, whatever you want to call it, to interject in your life and in your day, right? And then speaking that, experiencing that with your partner, sharing that, and then also inviting your partner into this spiritual life, whether it's the holy box of the infrared sauna, like I like to call it, right? That's how it helps start for us. Or it's, we, you know, pray together every night together. And then, you know, before we eat, we try our best with that, right? So things of this nature, I think it's in just the little things and never forgetting to remember the other person. Like if I'm putting toothpaste on my toothbrush, then I should be putting toothpaste on his toothbrush.
That's cute.
I'm telling you, like, to me, those sorts of things, that's foreplay. That it is.
Oh, so much toothpaste.
Right? No, but yeah, but like the little things that if you know your partner likes something and you're there,
yeah.
Right? Everything is that little love note. So, and from there, the creative process happens. So I encourage couples to even, everybody's different. They have a different path, but there is something beautiful, whether it fails or it takes shape into a different form. I encourage couples to try doing a business together because everything is business. Marriage is a business. Mm-hmm. A relationship with your dog is a business. Everything is a business. So change the way that we view business because we're already doing business together, but growing together and sharing this business, this collection of creativity, ideas, of love, all of this, we've seen parts of each other that other couples never get to experience. And we get to spend this time and really cultivate something. It comes from that heart posture of saying yes. Mm. And also an understanding that I'm not always right. And I'm going to have to be called out too sometimes.
Ooh, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. Yeah. On both sides. I noticed a theme, which is you guys both connect with God. And the relationship with God, universe, it's interesting how you said that because that was strong and healthy. It helped you have a really good perspective of the person and the world outside of you. Do you mind going into how God is in your lives. I know you guys have special titles as well because of that relationship. Could you, do you mind diving into that a little bit?
So it's funny, right? So when Jessica and I first got together 12 years ago, our 10-year anniversary is coming up in July. I was an atheist.
Wow.
Total agnostic. I used to joke the magic man in the sky at the firehouse, right? So like, I still get razzed about that. But you know, it's once you see the creation, right? You can't unsee it. Right.
I agree.
And my journey, right. I was raised, sit, stand, kneel Catholic church, which never really resonated with me much. And then, I became a born again Christian. I was very strong in my faith about 16, 17. And then again, through schooling, right. I'm learning more and more about the science, right. And how evolution came to be. It's proven that, you know, that we came from pond scum and then monkeys and fish that grew feet. So, I said, well, science figured this out. How can God be real? And I disconnected through the education system. And then, again, coming full circle, right, 12 years ago, Jessica was God's bait on the hook, right? Because her faith, right, was strong. And you're saying seeing the best things out of people and drawing on that. And she saw things on me. And subconsciously, maybe I saw things in her, right? I mean, obviously her beauty and her drive and determination, everything else in the 3D. But, you know, again, through her was my connection back to God. And that connection grew and grew. And then when you start to look deeper and deeper, you start seeing this place that we're in, right? That's in perfect harmony and balance. And you know, the hummingbird and the bumblebee being unable to fly, and then the harmonics and the frequency, and it's all perfectly designed. It's impossible that it came in any other way. And so, you know, whoever you want to call your God is your God. But as long as you understand that you're not here by happenstance and you're here for a purpose and you're here to help and serve others. And that's the purpose, right? It's not to accumulate, you know, the most toys, right? It's not YOLO, right? You know, it's not, I'm only here once, right? We're here for lessons and for purpose. And, you know, what that is, right? It depends on deep you go in with your journey, right? How much you want to focus on it, right? Or how much you want to grow. But we're here to learn lessons and to teach lessons. And as long as those are all in the positive realm, right, we're going to ascend higher. And that's really what the purpose here.
That's awesome. Well said.
Thank you.
Can you ever...
I said it goes along with those titles you're talking about. Like, yeah. You know, again, I don't know if you were referring to, we're both ordained reverend ministers, metaphysical ministers, and we both actually just got our PhDs. Recently, and holistic life counseling, conscious centered living. So this has really become our lives on every level, again, to serve others.
And right? You guys went full body into this, full which body. Is great.
Yeah.
I don't really know any other way. I feel like, you know, the most important thing with anything is love. But in order to, for one to get to that posture of love, because that sounds so simple, it's really fundamentally important to lead a transparent life, period. And that transparency comes with that relationship with God, comes with that relationship with self. So it's like, I'm, you know, whether I was a 20-year school teacher, right? I'm a school teacher. I'm the same person in and out of the classroom, whatever. You know, if somebody went on my phone and, you know, went through my history, I would be safe, right? I'd be safe from each other, safe together. That's the kind of transparency that I want to live. And I feel like my belief is that nothing is mine. Not my husband, not my dog, not my car, not this business. It's really not mine. It's all a gift of God. Mm. And I'm just a steward of it. So we're here to make manifest the glory of God that's within us. We're here to live to align fully, right? To align fully and to be this God story, right? Sometimes we're like, I don't know how this business is going to last. We've had those times, right? We've had those times, and it's literally in our own strength. Nothing could have happened. Nothing could have been here. The business couldn't have been here. Our marriage, we've had struggles in our marriage with everything, health, the kids, ourselves, etc. Who knows if we would have been together? Who knows if the business would have been here? So it's because of this higher belief than this, and also this ability to take that aligned action, that ownership and to show up for ourselves and to show up for each other and to show up for our community, because I believe that I'm here to help people on their healing journey. And that's it. And the healing starts from within, seeing that you're worth it and that you can retrain and reframe your mind. You can change all those synapses. You can upgrade your body, that really you are the medicine, right? Mm-hmm. That's the name of my podcast. You are the medicine. You're the answer that you've been looking for all along. It's right inside of you. And so, you know, that's spirituality. That's where it aligns with me too. And I didn't grow up totally like this either. I came from a very spiritual family, a family of dreamers and seers, but, you know, very Catholic with like a little speck of something else. And then I grew up Pentecostal Christian, and I could, I can recite a lot of the Bible. I mean, my relationship with God is deep, right? But it's also expansive.
But the relationship with God, right? And that's the key, right? It's not the story of the religion, right? It's not the dogma and the parameters, right? Again, I'm a follower of Jesus, right? But again, Jesus' message was love, mm-hmm. right? Just as Jesus' message was humanity in here, right? It's not in a box. It's not in a building, right? It's everywhere, right? So that's where church is, right? Church is if two or more are gathered, right?
Yeah.
You know, so again, it's a very simple religion, right? Following Jesus is very simple. Right. So maybe I chose it for that reason in my reality. Right. I said, this is the best one. Right. This is simple and easy.
I can do this.
I can do this one. I don't have to face east at 12 o'clock every day. But it's so simple and it's so beautiful. Right. Because it's just about love and understanding and acceptance.
Mm-hmm. And I found that even with that background as, you know, Pentecostal and, you know, Bible Belt church sort of thing. Once I started, though, learning about quantum science when I was 15, I started seeing the science of God, and it excited me about God even more. It's like, oh my gosh, yeah, in the Bible and all these religious texts, it says to pray, but literally on a scientific level, like if we pray before we eat or even have our water, right, it changes the molecular structure. Like, yeah. This is incredible, mm-hmm. right? So like this, the science of God, like the experience, like the full experience of all this source energy. And that's why the shamanic way, I mean, I know it could get an interesting rap sometimes, my mom being Pentecostal is like, what is this shaman thing? You know, yeah. Witch doctor or whatever. It's like, no, there's over 200,000 plants in the Amazon, and 95% or 97% of all of our pharmaceuticals come from an isolate component of these plants. Like what? No, this is not a witch doctor. Like, this is earth medicine. Like, and it's not about worshiping the crystal or the tree or the whatever. It's like, these are all gifts from our creator yeah. that help us as human beings dive deeper. I mean, that's why God gave us a partner and other pleasurable and beautiful experiences, right? Like the Fibonacci sequence and all this sacred geometry that's occurring in nature and with each other, because he, she, whatever, wants us to experience this beauty. And it's this beauty and this like one accord that brings through so much healing in our lives. So yeah, God is in everything and in everyone all at once. And it's awesome.
And it's awesome.
And it's not that serious. Awesome. It is and yeah. it's not. Like,
if you want to make it serious and go to quantum science and the real super science right now, right? It's all frequency, energy, and vibration, right? That's what we are, which goes right back to Nikola Tesla, right?
Yeah.
It's all frequency, energy, and vibration, which is every technology in this building, right? Is all frequency, energy, and vibration, because that's what we are. It's all frequency. It's all modulated that. And once people understand that, right? There's negative frequencies that are programmed on all these things all the time, right? We may be aware of them, we may not be, but they are being programmed to us, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're aware of them and can change your channel, right, things can get much better.
I think for couples and for people in business, it's important to just think about what's your word? What's your word? What's a word that you live by, right?
Mm-hmm. I want to say something about business because that was the question initially. I love being in business with my wife. Right. Because literally before this, right. Again, we loved each other. We're married, but you know, she was a full-time school teacher. I was a full-time firefighter. That was our life. Right. And just like most people have two different careers, come home. Hey, how's your day? It was good. It's good. And nothing happened. You know, have school, nothing, you know, have dinner, go to bed, but you spend a life apart. right? Yeah. Except for the weekend, or especially where this is your
at Costco.
Yeah, this. I mean, I don't care if you're making candles, right, or something on this. I don't care what it is, but if you're doing a project with a partner and it's a hobby, it's a project, it's a dream, right? And you're building it together. You're constantly focused on something for yourselves, mm-hmm. right? It's not a future self. It's a now self, because now is the moment that we're in.
Yes.
Right? Mm. This present moment is the only moment that matters, mm-hmm. right? So if we can do something in this moment, right? Talking with you is this moment, right? This yeah. moment, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, somebody's going to be watching this moment and hopefully gathering some information and changing their frequency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's with that, when we're working together with our partners, right? And with people, that's why a lot of our friends too are in business, or just people that are like of this way that want to grow, right? That's how we met you.
Yeah.
And so it's that this is my theory. We're either evolving or we're dissolving. Mm. A flower is either growing or dying. It's never staying the same. So it's the same thing with a relationship. If we're not actively working together on something positive, then there's room to dissolve. There's room to grow apart. And so either we're working on growing together or we're working on growing apart. And so and that might seem like too black or white for some people, but I really think it's that fundamentally important when you look at it on a cellular level. Mm. Going back to the other point is really thinking about your own personal word. What is a word or a feeling that drives you in your life? Like for me, it's love. But with that love comes freedom, right? That's like moksha, complete liberation from this life.
For the camera, what is
yeah,
that?
This is, I don't know where the camera is. Okay. Well, whatever. It's in Sanskrit, it's moksha.
It's a tattoo for anybody listening.
Yep. And it means total liberation from even rebirth, right? Total liberation. And it's like, I want to feel free. I want to live a transparent life because I want to feel free. I want to, even if I'm in a system, I want to do things. I want to make decisions. I want to feel expansive, even if I'm just having to clean the toilet at times. Even while I'm doing that, I want to have a posture of freedom. And how do we get that freedom? Well, by living a transparent life, by learning how our own operating system works. So like if I have a tendency for depression, I understand that my operating system, I like to start off the morning with some sort of movement or meditation. I don't know. I say that I have an invisible Mary Poppins tool bag next to me. Depending on the day or the moment, I'll take out different slang tools or sound tools, whatever, right? So knowing how to be that whisperer for your own soul and how to seduce your own self into that sense of freedom. And that's why I want to live a transparent life. It's not necessarily because of my partner, but my partner encourages me to want to have those feelings, to bring them back, to have this go full circle, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why going back to the degrees and the metaphysics, it wasn't just to check off a box. It's because, well, I want to love my life. I love my life. And I want to feel as free as possible. And so learning helps me feel free. And so it was just a byproduct of the learning. And also, it's fun. I don't know if it's fun and it feels good, then and why not do it? Why not be fully embodied to fully throw ourselves into the deep end? So often we, even now after 12 years, sometimes I play my own little emotional games where it's almost, sometimes I'm almost like afraid of getting close. And I don't even understand why. On a very small cellular level, I can see it come through at times. I could see it come through. So I'm constantly working on those things to evolve myself and to give me that sense of freedom and joy and love and beauty and all those things in our life. And just, we're on a journey together.
Yeah.
So wow. Buckle up.
Buckle up. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Lots of really cool dynamics going on between the research and being authentic and really just collaborating on a business. It's really cool to experience it and hear your stories. So I do appreciate that. As we come to the ending part of today, what are some things that you can share to, let's say, the audience that is, let's say, whether they're local to the Stamford, Connecticut area or or not even, because I know that you're pretty expansive on the things that you do. Is there anything that you are working on that's exciting for you, that might be new for you, that you would want to share, whether it's a retreat that's coming up or just something that you're splashing around as an idea? I'm just very curious.
Mm-hmm. You first. We talked off camera, but a little bit on, the business itself is franchising. So we've been open 6.5 years here. We've developed everything you've experienced and saw. It's literally an incredible wellness center where for the average person, right? The modalities here are fantastic because they're automated in the sense that they're individualized. The infrared sauna, you go in by yourself. It's the technology that's doing it. It's not a therapist, right? There's no specialized skill necessary to open a whole healing oasis. So if our goal, right, is our desire is that this is the Starbucks of wellness, right? That there's hotes everywhere, and not because, oh, wow, we'll make a lot of money, right? Because people need access to these technologies, right? To everything here to refuel them. And not only people need access to it, but individuals who want to start a business, right? Maybe a couple who wants to do something else has an opportunity in a business that gives back to people, right? And gives back to themselves. In the essence, I've never felt so fulfilled than being here and seeing our customers or our guests going, wow, I feel amazing. Oh my God, I needed that so much. Oh, it was it's constant, like 5-star reviews, because even my favorite restaurant, I've had a bad meal. Every sauna is always consistently perfect. It's exactly the same, right? It's just, oh my God, I needed that, because your body just needs to stop. So,
gives people hope.
Yeah.
When you see people come in here, everybody has pain and stress and all that. When you see people come in here and they leave here, they just have hope again. They feel better. They have this hope. And that's the domino effect that we want to create as a culture. And so in that sense, we are disruptors in a very positive way.
Yes. So, I mean, if people are interested in that aspect, I mean, they should be ready about it in about probably about a month, but they could reach out, just email and ask more information about it. Do you want to touch on retreats at all? Or
sure. And also like some of the services that we have over here, you were saying?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The Norse treatment that we have, that we developed, Peter was talking about previously. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful device. You really have to come in here and see and experience everything. It's literally changed my life and saved my life as I was in so much pain and all of that. The retreats. Yep. So we take these retreats to Ecuador. So zoom back. We do 3 major things at HHO. One, we have all the dozen wellness biohacking technologies. The second is the room that we're sitting in today. It's called the Center for Consciousness, the CFC, where we host different events and workshops, really to raise awareness, help move energy in your body, that sort of thing. Anything from cacao ceremonies, sound healing, yoga nidra, to tai chi, et cetera. And then we also take small groups on retreats to Ecuador, where we work with a shamanic community, a tribal community that has invited us in. And we go there to learn the shamanic way. What does that mean? Connecting with yourself, with nature, with each other through the use of psychedelic plant medicines in a very therapeutic setting. So this is not just like, okay, we're going to take mushrooms and that's it, right? Like that's not the way, because you're very suggestible while under these medicines, and some of them you're laid up for a minute. So we're doing these medicines in a safe container where we have guides. The shamans have been doing this since it was passed down to them from millennia. And this is their life. Like this is what they do. So this kind of retreat is so transformative. I mean, like in 3D, we have absolutely no time to be bringing anybody on a retreat anywhere, let alone ourselves. But it was so impactful. This journey was so impactful. We saw so many lives transformed after the first retreat. It's like you couldn't help it. Mm. First of all, it's like you get to introduce somebody into a whole nother culture, a whole different operating system. Right. So all we do as facilitators is we're holding space for everybody. We're basically the concierge to see, are all your needs met? How can we help you? And we also help with integration too. This is where our degrees came into play as well. But you're, and we help to cultivate the retreat, but you're on a journey through healing over 8 days. So during the 8 days, we do three different psychedelic plant medicines, ayahuasca, San Pedro, or also known as Wachuma, which is from a cactus from the mescaline family. Its cousin is peyote, and then psilocybin, which is the mushrooms. But then in between each of those psychedelic ceremonies, you have three different private ceremonies with different healers, body work or energy work. Some people, I'll say half of the groups that we've ever brought, maybe even a little bit more, have said that that it was worth the price of admission alone, those private ceremonies.
Wow.
And then we have other authentic Ecuadorian ceremonies like the Temazcal that is not psychedelic, but it's a sweat lodge and it's totally blacked out. And we're in there for a couple of hours and it simulates womb healing and it's incredibly transformational.
Wow.
And we do other like excursions while we're there too. So it's not a commercialized ayahuasca trip. You don't just go plop down and then they pump you the medicine every night. And then you just kind of like hang out during the day and maybe swim in a pond or something. This is not how it is, right? And you also have all the Western comfort. So your own room, your own shower, Wi-Fi still. We have our own restaurant. The surrounding area, we're 10,000 feet up in the Andes, is completely safe.
High altitude.
Yeah, high altitudes. It's completely safe. So you can walk around. We show you the lay of the land. And the shamans and their partners, their husband, wife, they're with you the whole time. We're with us the whole time. By saying yes to the trip, we're helping to employ over 25 families and help restore this community after COVID. They, you know, and just didn't have the funds to grow. So you're not only helping yourself, but you're literally helping to heal the planet.
Wow.
And this is a prophecy that happened where the South America, I'm probably going off too much, but this was a prophecy from South America that the North and the South would connect. Mm. And we're in the days of living out this prophecy of the eagle
that.
And the condor. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Way to end that.
Yeah.
And it was a prophecy. So yeah. We're just fulfilling it.
Yeah. We have one spot left for our July retreat, which is July 5th through the 13th. There may be a retreat forming in October and February. We're milling that out right now.
Yeah.
It looks like every 3 months or so ish. Depending.
No, actually
twice a year.
Yeah. Once or twice a year. That it's been only once a year, like once every like 6 to 12 mm-hmm. months. So now we know that there's a July retreat. People tend to like that. Mm. We're depending on the needs of people. We're looking at either later this year or early next year.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Well,
yeah.
Yes. I'm like, where do I end it from there? That's yeah. Awesome.
There's a full detailed itinerary of everything just said on the website as well.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
So I think that's really it. It's, you know, come see us if you're in the yeah. Stamford, Connecticut area. If not, we will definitely make it worth your time coming over here. It's a healing playground, like we said many times. And it's fun when we even have workshops in here. You can do a service before or after, get your body and your energy system all tuned up and ready to go. You can follow us on social media at Hope Healing Oasis, our Instagram page. You'll also be led from there to our sister page, the Center for Consciousness. On our website, we have weekly blogs. We have our podcast called You Are the Medicine, and we're here. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, happy to meet you and see you and help you on your healing journey.
Thanks for coming on. It's awesome.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. You're incredible. Yeah.
Thanks.
Still the name theory.